New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and what else, Haley?
Simping.
Oh, simping. And more K-pop. And more K-pop. And yeah, don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, subscribe wherever you're tuning in because we are pretty much available on all podcasts. Streaming platforms, at least all the major ones that matter, that you are listening to us in currently. Mm-hmm. Haley, what else can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes, so today, as all weeks, there are a good amount of K-pop stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. Looks like we got some comebacks. The never-ending saga, which involves Minhee Jin. Mm-hmm. For some reason, she gets relevant all the time. Mm-hmm. We will talk a little bit of aespa, sprinkle in some G-Idol, a little bit of NMIX-ish. We'll talk about them. Of course, we got some BTS talk because our boy Seokjin,
yes,
is back, mm-hmm, is busy. He's, yeah, been very busy. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a lot of shit that's been going on with Stray Kids as well.
Yes, always.
Always, mm-hmm, a lot of stuff going on with Stray Kids. But let's get started with the comebacks first because as of this recording, it should already be out. TWICE's, I think it's their fifth Japan album, yeah, yes, mm-hmm, called Dive. The music video dropped in fairly early.
Like last week, I think.
And now the full album should be out on Spotify. There's 10 songs. Mm-hmm. Beyond the Horizon, Dive, of course. Ocean Deep, I like all these, the theme. Mm-hmm. Love Warning, Here I Am. Inside of Me, ooh, that's what she said.
Okay.
Peach Soda, ooh, ooh, I like.
Should have been. I like that pineapple soda.
I like that. Whoa. I like both of those flavors of sodas.
Me too.
Soda ne. Soda ne. Is that a word?
Soda.
Echoes of Heart, Dance Again, which we've heard before too, and the one that the last song on the whole album, I was like, wait a second, am I reading this right? It's not hair, Haley. It's, uh-huh, Hare Hare. And
that
this
one's
is,
old, no?
It's like, yeah, like came out like a year ago or, mm-hmm, something. So
they just added it on.
They just threw it on onto this. Actually, it's the fifth album. Is it a full one? I guess. I think it is because that's a lot of songs,
yeah,
to not be a full album. So it's actually a really good album. I did one listen and it's, oh man, it's awesome. But we'll talk about another album, mm-hmm, that's been very busy on Spotify for us. It has been playing on repeat.
Especially you.
It starts with an X, ends with an O.
XO.
We'll talk about it. That's the song. We'll talk about it when it gets there. July 19th. Haley, talk while my voice recovers.
Oh, my God. So it is Stray Kids. Chick, chick, boom. The 8th album. Which is their 9th mini album.
And it's not the number 8.
It's 8 as in I ate cake.
Oh,
ooh, oh
bang,
no.
Bang Chan's bang cake.
Ooh, yeah, so that's coming cake. Out pretty soon already. Oh my god, I can't believe it's already here, actually. But wow. I probably won't be getting my signed albums for like another month, because it's always like that.
That's the life of a JYP yeah. shipment, mm-hmm. for real.
Also, Jimin, he's releasing on July 19th also a music video and album. Second solo album, Muse.
I feel like we've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah.
That's also where that song, what is it, Smeldron?
Smeraldo.
Smeraldo, I was close. Smeraldo.
Smeraldo.
That's like, sounds like a Pokemon. Anyways, continue.
Okay, and then also, on that same day, The Boys, Japan album, their full, it's a new full album, Gibberish.
Gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
July.
Gabagool.
Oh, for all the Office fans out there. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, well, a lot of the OG listeners probably do know. We are huge The Office nerds. Yeah, we love that show.
Yes.
And I hate that fact that they're like working on like a new version of it or something.
Are they still doing that?
I think it's in the works, but God, I hope it gets axed because it's not going to do well.
Why change perfection?
Yes, exactly. Why do we need to do that? You can't think of an original like idea, these screenwriters and shit? Oh, man. Anyways, let's continue. July 20th, we have Triple S has also their Japan pre-debut. I'm not sure if I'm reading this right, but it's like the three...
Triple hashtags.
Three hashtags or pound signs or number signs. Pounds. I don't even know.
Pound.
But yeah, it's just a ton of Japanese releases. I know we had like TXT the other week too. And like I said, twice.
Boy Next Door.
Mm-hmm. Like it's nonstop. Let's see. July 24th, Julie and Natty, of course, from Kiss of Life. We'll be teaming up with Mark, the legend himself from GOT7. Mm-hmm. Not Mark from Blink-182. Mark Hoppus is not singing K-pop yet.
Mm.
I can't wait till the day that they do a K-pop collaboration, though.
Right.
That'd be the day. But Mark from GOT7 and Julie and Natty will be doing the OST for the game Valorant.
Mm.
It's going to be for the Champions 2024 anthem, and it's called Superpower. Valorant is it's like a first-person shooter, like, kind of
like
one
Overwatch,
of those.
Right?
Something similar, probably, but it's by Riot Games, so it's like the same creators of League of Legends, so
right.
It's LOL. So, yeah, that's dropping. I wonder how that's going to sound. Probably going to sound epic. I remember, like, when NewJeans had theirs.
Mm-hmm.
July 26th, of course, is XG pre-release called Something Ain't Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's for their second mini album. I can't wait to see them live because I still play their song Woke Up.
Yeah, because he's trying to learn the whole song.
I want to learn the lyrics.
The
I want to, like, first off, the lyrics go so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even, like, it goes more hard because the song itself goes super hard.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have, like, all these gyarus because that's, like, the type of image they have, right? Haley?
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what a gyaru is?
Yeah. I used to be into that style before.
Why don't you explain to everyone gyaru? Because, of course...
Gyaru, basically, it means gal. And it's like a Japanese fashion style, lifestyle, actually.
And it makes sense why it's like XG is gyaru, mm-hmm. X, gal, X.
They love doing makeup, hair, their nails need to be done. And, like, before, people would say that gal... Because you wear these lenses that are like circle lenses and they make the diameter of your pupils bigger. So you have like those big eyes. And basically the Japanese people were doing this because they wanted to look like Westerners. So a lot of the gyarus would always bleach their hair blonde because they want to have blue eyes, blonde hair, basically.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it's like Westernized. Japanese style, I would say.
And it, like, makes sense, because, I mean, the group is Japanese. Mm-hmm. They're from Japan. But, yeah, they perform K-pop, and it's in English. And I thoroughly have been enjoying English lyrics, mm-hmm. because It's really, it's like almost like when we listen to K-pop and like, mm-hmm. I think in my head, I'm like, oh, so this is how it feels like if you know Korean.
Right.
You understand
you can sing
everything.
Along to everything.
It's like you really appreciate like the song more. I'm not going to lie. It's like this is an added layer mm-hmm. that you just don't experience as much as I love NewJeans. And then, of course, when they have like some English parts in the song, I enjoy it. But if I knew Korean, I'm sure it would bring it to the, like the next level.
Right. It's different from like reading subtitles of it
too. Yeah, oh, definitely. It's it gives a I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna learn Korean one day.
Okay,
you're gonna do it too, right?
Yeah, let's go take classes.
Oh, okay, perfect, let's do it.
In Korea.
Oh boy. Yes, my teacher is going to be
Jin.
Oh boy. Oh shit.
Yeah
Actually, I have nothing else to say to that. Sure, sure. I was trying to think of a girl, but I was like Sana, but I was thinking Sana off the top of my head, but you know, because she's Japanese, maybe I'll take Japanese lessons from Sana, and then maybe Minji, she could be my teacher, and I'll help her get her American accent back for her English, since it like comes and goes. It's kind of weird. She has like this weird. She speaks English. It's like a weird mix of like Australian because of her Aussie friends, right?
Yeah.
In Honey and Danielle. And just it's like all mumbled jumbled together when she speaks English.
Sounds like me.
She sounds very lost sometimes. Like she's like, remember that that one video of her? She's like, tomato. And then she's like, tomato. That's like the Asian way. Yes. Now moving on from that tangent, let's see. Oh, let's talk about it. ENHYPEN, Haley, this album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the album title?
EXO.
Incorrect.
Romance. Untold Romance.
There you go. You got it.
I did remember it.
There was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I didn't even realize. Was there really
There's
that many songs?
There's a lot of songs on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Was there 8, 9?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Including, like, an English version for their title track, EXO.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, really, like, okay, like, I can hear the English, but it's still, like, not super, like, super, super duper, like, pronunciation English. Because some parts I'm, like, still questionable, but then, like, I guess when Jake... And maybe Jay?
Yeah.
He should be able to do pretty decent English too, right? You can tell when the English pronunciation is correct, right?
They enunciate everything.
Let's start with Moonstruck. Moonstruck was such a good song to start off the album, to be honest. And then they throw in the title track right after that.
Mm-hmm.
So the second song is XO, which is just like, oh man, I don't know. It's just stuck in our heads.
I feel like the whole album kind of has like a nostalgic 90s vibe feel to it. When I was listening to it, I was like,
I get it.
Yeah.
I definitely hear a little bit of it for sure. Because like the way it just sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the vibe is kind of like old school sounding.
Right.
Especially with like all the synths and like that kind of stuff. 100 Broken Hearts. I know a lot of people love that. Oh,
I like that song.
Your Eyes Only is before that. 100 Broken Hearts. Yeah, a lot of people enjoy that. Plus, they've been performing that song too. The one I like a lot. The one that has like that synth like that reminds me of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right. It sounds like a video game.
It's Brought the Heat Back. That's such a good song.
Right.
Then Paranormal, Royalty, Highway 1009. And then, of course, ending with XO English version.
Right, I feel like this whole album was really, really good. There's
it's
no
like,
skips for me.
For reals.
Even though we followed ENHYPEN ever since pre-debut, I feel like we
Those island days.
Don't really listen to their full albums as a whole. Like,
right.
We'll just listen to the ones that
title
we
Title tracks
hear.
Or, like, whatever we need to get through for Rhythm Hive.
Right,
basically.
Yeah. And because, like, a lot of the times when we're playing that game, too, I'm like, oh, my God, like, I haven't heard this song. This song is really good.
Oh, man, what song was that? Sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that song. I was like, when I heard it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
I mean, honestly, they do have, all their songs are really, really good. But then this album was just like one where we listened to every single song when it came out.
And I wonder why. I think it like popped up on my Spotify. Then I listened to it and I told you. I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I woke up. Give it a listen. And then he told me already. He's like, oh, I listened to X. Oh, not X.
Well, technically I did.
I listened to N-Hyphen's full album already. It's really, really good. I was like, what the hell?
Super good.
I just woke up. I hadn't even heard anything. I didn't even watch the music video.
It was really good. It's but really like good. You said, like I think the reason why I was kind of looking forward to it is because they're more recent songs. Like, I think Sacrifice was on the album before this, and I really enjoyed Sacrifice a lot because of, like I said, Rhythm Hive.
My favorite song still is Shout Out.
Of course.
Yeah, I love that. Because
it sounds like an anime opening or something. But overall, yeah, if you haven't given it a listen yet, definitely check it out. I highly endorse N-Hyphen's new album.
Yeah, we get to see them.
Oh, yeah, that's like perfect timing.
So I'm like, we're going to see XO perform those songs.
They better. Have to, right? Holy are they doing KCON stage also, or is it just the night show?
Actually, I don't think they're doing I'm trying to KCON think. Stage.
Yeah, I don't even remember either off the top of my head. I think I remember only seeing their name at the KCON, like at the actual night event show concert. But I mean, like, what would they be? What else would they be doing if they're here and they're only there at night? Like, I wonder if
they're not doing KCON stage.
Yeah, so that's so interesting. I wonder, what are they doing the rest of the day? I don't know. Maybe KCON couldn't afford them.
Oh, well, they were doing the Dream Stage, so they'll be there one of the days doing auditions.
I forgot they have the Dream Stage. Mm-hmm. What song do you remember?
Sweet Venom.
Shit. Okay, so they do. Yeah. They're going to
be. So they'll be busy.
They'll be around for sure during KCON. So that's pretty cool. So if you're if somehow one of our listeners is one of the people joining any of the Dream Stages, please message us because. Like, that's interesting to me, and I would love to, like, hear the story and, like, the process and, like, the nightmare process that, like, the day of, probably, of stuff going on.
I feel like when you join that, though, you can't see anything that day.
No,
you're stuck at the auditions and everything the whole day until night, basically.
It's like you have to be dedicated, like, to that whole
thing. So you miss out on everything. Like, if you have meet and greets and shit that day, or, like, are the artists you want to see... You can't see them.
Haley, our birds are screaming like crazy.
I know. Let me...
Haley will go check on them as they scream for bloody murder. our cockatiels. If you didn't know, me and Haley are our burb parents. We have... How many do we have now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 cockatiels. Yes. And 4 of them are yellow. The yellow ones. Of course they are. And as much as you think they would be like totally hard to like... tell apart, it's just their mannerisms, their personalities. If you're a pet owner of like multiple pets, you know exactly what we're talking about. Some of them are rascals, some of them are really, actually they're all weird, and Haley's back.
They all look different, honestly,
in a way. Yeah, like you could tell, like you'll realize and notice like the small nuances. Yeah. Right. Let's move on from that. Really quick, a concert is now returning to LA. A concert that didn't happen.
I think this was meant to happen in February.
It was supposed to be, yes. It was supposed to be earlier this year. Then it just got canceled. Haley, what is it?
It's crazy, super concert. And I think it was canceled because, quote unquote, the weather was going
to
be bad.
Like the worst excuse. Not to mention, like, after that, you think a lot of people would be flying in? And not to mention, they just announced that they're going to be here September 14 and 15 weekend with no venue information, no lineup yet. They just said Southern California. And this is less than 2 months away, or at least by this time, like 2 months away. Actually, no, it's actually less already.
But I feel like them doing that... I don't know, like, with their track record already.
That's why it's horrible.
The comments are already just, like, so bad. They're just basically, where's my refund? Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know.
Like.
They can't trust them, basically.
People are saying, like, why would we even go? Like, we don't need, you guys just canceled out of nowhere. Which is, like, a fair comment. To be honest. They shouldn't have turned their comments on, to be honest. Like, to be honest,
they shouldn't have done anything anymore.
That's a fair point, too. But in general, it's just, like. Damn, you have 2 months left. You have no credibility or less than two months. And it's like, you think people will sacrifice like flying in again
after
they got screwed over the first time? So
Let's see who they put. Like, imagine, like, they'd have to put someone big for people to be like, oh my god, I have to freaking go.
Not that it even matters to me and Haley, because we won't be here that weekend, unfortunately.
I told Joko, I was like, imagine if it's Stray Kids and Boy Next Door. I will kill myself.
If New Jeans is the going, I am canceling our trip to Hawaii.
We're not doing that.
We are canceling the trip to Hawaii.
New Jeans is going.
I will fly... I'll fly back here and then I'll check the birds and I'll fly back to Hawaii.
Okay, you can do that because I'm not spending extra money.
So let's see.
So that I wouldn't even cancel for Stray Kids. I'll be like, I'm just going to see them on tour.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I want to see New Jeans. And it's, you know, I take anything I can get.
Okay, you guys, you're hearing it here first. So if it is New Jeans and he doesn't cancel the flight and cancel the trip, then he's a liar.
I thought we said I'm going to fly from Hawaii.
Oh, okay, if he doesn't do all that stuff that he said.
Cancel the trip. I said I'd take back canceling it and I would just fly.
Well, if he doesn't fly back.
Okay.
For the weekend.
All right.
That's fine. I have my family there anyway.
I kind of hope that it's on. I hope New Jeans doesn't go south.
I mean, for your sake.
But at the same time, like, I don't think they will, to be honest, with all the stuff that's going on with them. Anyways, next, another performance-ish idea. I know we're going to talk about Hyde Park.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, of course, when Stray Kids comes. But there's another one that's going to be happening, another performance is the Grammy Museum.
Yeah. So, this is the day before KCON. It's July 25th. ZB1 will actually be doing interviews and performing at the Grammy Museum here in LA.
That's cool. I like it when they do all that, like that, have that type of event. Did they already drop tickets or what?
A while ago. And of course they sold out in like a minute or whatever.
Dang.
But I was like, well, we can't go anyway because we're picking up my friend from the airport that day.
Oh, yeah. The one, and it's at 7. And she is always here every KCON, basically. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky. I'll see you.
She's going to catch you, Ricky.
At KCON.
When she catches you.
You better watch out.
Let's see. I think now's a good time to take a break, get a little breather, take a bathroom break, stay hydrated. Because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly dose of K-pop talk news updates. And Haley, they can also check us out on a couple of our social media platforms.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes.
And if you want to DM us and contact us, please send it on our Instagram.
Which many of you have. And it's you've been chatting along with Haley. And if you're... You're lucky, me.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's see. I think let's move on then. Let's see. As I said in the beginning, the never-ending saga of Minhee Jin Hybe is continuing. This time with Source, because Source Music is suing Minhee Jin. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. For 500 million Korean won. That's about $360,000 in U.S., there's three things that that they are suing her for, kind of ish. It's like related to like statements that she made that hurt Le Sserafim's image, and online harassment happened towards Le Sserafim, and they also submitted a lot of evidence against her to show her that her statements are false because she made, you know, accusations and all this other stuff. I saw a lot of people. Maybe I'll talk about it when we get there, but I can bring it up really quick. I saw a lot of people saying like, oh, but like they're bringing up Coachella for Le Sserafim. Mm. No shit. That was its own thing. People are like saying you can't get like people are just bashing on the people are just bashing really hard on Le Sserafim because of all this now, because of Source suing her, Minhee Jin, because I feel like you're like on Minhee Jin's side and you're really strong about it. Mm. Or you're against her and you're with everyone else and very strong about it and vocal. Because I feel like every time I see any of these posts and comments like on social media anywhere, it's like, man, it's insane. It's like people are really like they're like thrashing Le Sserafim mm-hmm. in the comments for like, maybe if you like got you like better vocals or focused on your vocal practice. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my God, you guys are like, this is the reason, this is not the reason why, but it's like, you can't really, like, everyone is just, you know that feeling where right. it's just like, everyone is just focused on like the negative stuff, even though it's not really the reason why. People are confusing that and using that Coachella like shit from right. weekend one, which we admittingly know that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
We watched it. Hell. That was pretty horrible. Mm-hmm. And they fixed it. Sure. Weekend too.
Yeah.
But I think it's like other reasons, like, you know, like she brought up Le Sserafim, and remember she also brought up Eyelet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she, you know, like she knows that when drama like this happens, K-Nets get involved.
Oh, yeah.
They get vocal and they get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she knew. She like threw it, like made fandoms go to war against each other by just mentioning them when she didn't have to mention Le Sserafim or Eyelet, because literally it was just between her and Hybe, technically, right? New Jeans and Hybe and her. But she just threw in more people under the bus. So this is what's happening now because of that, all that shit that's going
on. But I'm like, can you sue for that kind of stuff?
I don't know. I'm curious like, too. Because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what? Source, calm down. Because that's like, can you, like you said, like, are these real reasons? And like, are you able to
sue? I was like, people can just sue for anything?
Can you sue someone for
this person said this about me?
$360,000?
Mm.
Can you sue someone for something like that?
Right.
I know a lot of people that probably said something about me. Let's see.
But it's like, you know, is it, it's in a contract or something?
I don't
Maybe
know.
They can,
okay,
but
so the three items, though, that we'll be going over is one is claiming she personally casted the New Jeans members, which is incorrect because they were not like trainees or like people that she found on her own. Right. She literally
they were from Source.
Right? Got them from Source. Mm-hmm. They were Source's trainees.
Yeah.
And because, you know, everyone under Hybe, you know, they probably everyone was fine and everything was happy and dandy back in the day. I'm sure Source allowed her to like, oh, like go ahead, you could choose five of our trainees. Mm. And that there you go. That's New Jeans, right?
Right.
So I guess there's that. And then she's probably just claiming that she's like, didn't use Source or I don't know what the hell she's claiming, but obviously she's taking all the credit she can. And there's like, there's something about her. I feel like she needs like attention and like focus on her. She seems like that type of like narcissistic type of personality. And also very manipulative, because I mean, that comes with being
definitely a narcissist.
That's being part of narcissism, just manipulation. Number two is Minhee Jin kept asserting that Hybe broke their promise. And it's like a promise. It's not even like written down or something. Or at least I don't know. Because if you're just saying promise, it's like, what the hell?
I was like, okay, cool.
About debuting New Jeans as their first girl group.
Yeah, which it wasn't.
Because obviously it was Le Sserafim.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, I know you heard the grinding sound, right?
Grinding sound?
I heard like grounding outside.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
Okay, never mind. So, I heard something. It reminds me of that squirrel during the day that rubs its teeth or some shit on our stuff, on the metal stuff on our like roof.
You mean our solar panels?
Yes, like it's connected to our solar panels. And then last but not least, the third allegation is that Source neglected New Jeans members. And it's like kind of goes against what they were claiming in the first. So that's why everyone loses. Because it's like, because I guess like Minhee Jin is probably saying Source wasn't taking care of them when they're probably trainees. Because that's the only reason why it would make sense in terms of Source neglecting the members, right? So it's just like a whole, it's basically a mess again. And you know what's really weird too? Minhee Jin put herself, like made herself as a character. Like, you know, the artist, Takashi, the Murakami stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the whole collaboration. And they did the music video for, it was How Sweet, right?
Yeah.
They did the music video. They did the art. Remember the little cute, chibi, small versions of New Jeans?
Yeah.
Like in their like weird like Teletubby bunny outfits. So there is a shirt that Minhee Jin is wearing where it has six girls in that type of style. But if you remember, there's only five members of New Jeans, Haley. because right in the middle of all of them is herself, is Minhee Jin.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I thought the artist created that for her, though.
Yeah, he made one for her.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's like, do you think she asked or something? Or like...
I don't know.
It's like if we saw BTS with Bang PD on it, mm-hmm. kind of thing. It's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, even if the artist is going to do something, it's like, I think it should still be separated. I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Maybe
that she's
just, like, claiming them. That's why.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. She wants to be, like, she really wants to, like, claim and put her mark
mm-hmm.
that New Jeans is Minhee
right.
Jin.
Yeah.
Vice versa. It's kind of weird, to be honest. Because mm-hmm. Unless you're JYP. Does JYP even put himself on anything with any of his groups? Not really.
I don't think so.
And of all the people you would think to do it, of all the
just
CEOs.
The songs, JYP.
Of all the CEOs. Yeah, I mean, like, just that. Yeah. But not, like, putting physical pictures or images of himself with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Minhee Jin wanted to, they could have whispered, Minhee Jin, before the New Jin songs if they wanted. Yeah, it's just really weird. Just so much weird mm-hmm. stuff going on. Let's finish this off with New Jeans joining the list of celebrities as newly appointed honorary ambassadors mm-hmm. to promote tourism in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I think recently it's been a lot of aespa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really cool because of, I feel like one of our friends sent us videos and like when in one of the terminals, mm-hmm. it's just all mm-hmm. aespa.
Yeah, like all the tickets and then like the ticket the where wall. You get the tickets from is
yeah,
all aespa.
Even like all that stuff. Like, of course, there's walls in the terminal mm-hmm. and like banners. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. South Korea with all like how much like even like all the advertisements are like you'll see 17 you'll see
yeah.
ZB like in front of like you know Twice you'll see all these groups
right
and they're being advertised on all these stores like including a lot of those like high-end stores and so you're just walking through like going through like a plaza or mm-hmm. a mall shopping center and you see them and that's like their posters instead of like the models that you're used to seeing or which like you don't really know the models. They're just modeling the clothes.
Right,
it's
yeah.
K-pop idols. Mm-hmm. And it's like a mini Disneyland for like K-pop stans when you go to Korea. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, another thing is since I brought up aespa really quick, mm-hmm. they did have their world tour starting in Seoul kicked off for a Sync Parallel Line. The one that's going to be here in the U.S., but mm-hmm. not
next
till
year,
2025,
right?
Yeah. Correct. But something happened. A lot of people were demanding refunds, Haley.
Uh-oh.
Because I guess one of the seats were, like, not even one, but, like, a bunch of, like, seats particular section were really bad because I saw the clip of it. It's pretty bad. The thing is, it's not one of those far seats or, like, weird seats. So it's not like that. It's actually
it's
apparently
obstructed probably,
it's
right?
probably it's I think it's near barricade on one of the areas because apparently this is one of their highest priced tickets for the event, which I couldn't believe because of how much it costs. Because this if this is their highest priced tickets,
it's cheap as fuck.
They are overselling K-pop and capitalism is like going crazy here in the U.S. because it's like quadruple the prices. When we try to get them, even quote-unquote retail,
yeah,
right?
This is probably like nosebleed seats.
And so the price is 200,000 Korean won. So these are about 145 US dollars. These seats that are trying to get refunded are like barricade. But the thing is like, okay, so their stages are really high.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the stages being high, there's a lot of speakers.
Yeah.
And the speakers are big too sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, even here.
Like that here too. I'm
like
oh
there's
God,
speakers
the
that are just
like blocking my way.
Not the camera, the speakers.
No, I know the speakers too. But then like there's been instances where there's like the camera person right
there.
Oh,
that's true too. But I'm talking about like that's true. Of course that's true too. But these are like the camera people like they move.
Right.
The speakers are there the whole concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a giant black block that's just covering everything.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was like it was like that for me at IVE.
Yeah, from the angle that you were
at.
Yeah,
exactly.
But think of it as the whole section, like it was sectioned off that whole side is all like a giant speaker and you couldn't see
why
anything.
Why would they sell those?
why would, doesn't even matter. It's not like them selling it. That's the problem. It's the setup, whoever set it up. Mm. And I feel like all, at these, like it's an indoor stadium too. Mm-hmm. Like put the speakers above.
You're right.
Like the sound, like will still travel around pretty mm-hmm. well. Like, I don't know. It's like, it sucks. Cause when I saw the videos, I'll be like, oh God, this mm-hmm. This is Haley's nightmare. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people got their refunds. But yeah, that's like something like, especially if you're looking forward to being barricaded.
Yeah, it sucks. I'd be so pissed off.
All you could see is like, I think.
Move this shit right now.
You could just see their hair. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so bad. Let's see. G-Idol. So Soyeon, who's also the leader and producer for G-Idol, revealed on one of her interviews that she had recently, that how much she makes in royalties for G-Idol songs, which mm-hmm. is amazing. It's almost like, because she knows, because it's like Three Racha. They right. write the songs. Yeah. It makes me think they probably get royalties too, huh?
Most likely.
So it's like, it like if this is what they're making, like, oh man, Bang Chan, Changbin, mm-hmm. and Han are rolling in mm-hmm. money. They should be sleeping on beds mm-hmm. made out of not like firm mattresses, or like, you know, like what are the materials for beds? The foam, like memory foam.
Therapeutic. I don't know.
Like it should be made out memory of money. Foam? There's no feathers in their pillows. It should be dollar bills because mm-hmm. Soyeon revealed she's earning about 1 billion Korean won monthly in royalties. Mm-hmm. That is insane. 1 billion. Mm-hmm. Like I trying to think like. How much, that's like, that's over a few hundred thousand dollars yeah. US mm-hmm. easily. So that's, and it's like, think about how much Stray Kids, how big, much bigger Stray Kids is versus right. G-Idol.
Look at BTS.
And the streaming, though. Like, oh my, of course. Like,
because they write their own songs too. So they're probably like, good set forever in well, their whole no, lifetime.
Here's the thing though, like, you're talking about writing. Mm-hmm. It's completely still different from like, being the producer though. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, you could, like, Le Sserafim, like, a lot of K-pop groups and
oh,
like,
is that
idols
what you meant?
Help
I
write.
Thought, because you said she wrote the stuff. You
she wrote
produce.
It, but then, no, she, but then I said she writes and produces. Oh, isn't that okay. what, that's yeah, why I compared yeah, yeah. her mm-hmm. to Three Racha. Is Suga like Three Racha?
He does produce some
he
of
does,
the songs.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
And then, yeah.
But like you said, all of, is it like all the BTS members
not
too?
Not all of them.
I thought it was only like, Suga or Yoongi, I mean.
Yeah, Yoongi and then Namjoon and J-Hope. I feel like it's the rappers that do it mostly.
Oh, mm-hmm. just like yeah. Three Racha mm-hmm. for Stray Kids. But yeah, so because she actually like, produces. It's not like any of the other members. The other members
no,
help
no,
write,
they have other.
But they don't get like the mm-hmm. royalties because they're not like the full-on producer.
Right.
Because Soyeon does the full-on producing thing that Bang Chan and them do when they record the mm-hmm. other members. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So it's like it's kind of like that. That's pretty crazy. And it's good for her, to be honest. Not to mention Soyeon's been going off like virally recently because of like her shaking that booty on Klaxon. That our new favorite dictionary word,
mm-hmm. horn,
car horn, not just horn, Haley.
What? Oh yeah, I guess.
I mean, because if you're like, are you gonna think of like Valhalla or some shit? Yeah. And also while we're talking about G Idol, Shuha, she's like the manga of the group, appeared on a show with Haewon. They do like these work. I think it's called Workman, but they work as part timers. For like different type of part-time jobs in Korea. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cool. So they were doing a roasted chicken restaurant episode. And for some reason, you probably have seen this on your feed. But like Shuha like ends up getting Haewon to smell her feet.
And I'm like, why?
It's the randomest and funniest like shit that I've ever
like
seen.
Like she legit puts her dirty sock feet on.
How do we know it's dirty?
It looked dirty. If you're wearing shoes, I'm pretty sure it's dirty.
And then Haewon straight up put it in her face.
She like held it.
She got a good whiff. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was in her hand. I was like, what is going on? It's like, this was not on anybody's bingo card. Mm-hmm. No way. That was really interesting. I don't know if I would do that to any of friends, let alone even maybe Haley.
He wouldn't even do it for me. I definitely would not want to do that to him.
No comments.
I mean, at least my feet don't smell that bad.
So that was something super interesting. Let's see. Also, since we're talking about Haewon, Enmix, because this will start transitioning slowly to Hyde Park, right? Mm-hmm. Enmix was there for Hyde Park. So they had one of the biggest audiences mm-hmm. probably of their careers.
I actually didn't see anything for them because it was my feed was just flooded with
I saw a little
kids.
Bit.
And
well,
then
that means
photo
you
with
that means
Felix.
You saw Felix then.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
because
Enmix, that I saw.
Enmix took a picture with Felix, but Enmix was at Hyde Park when they performed the still sunlight because
oh,
daytime.
Yeah,
because of course Stray Kids was at night, but it was really cool. Like they did a medley and they did. Like, it was just like overall like a good performance, mm-hmm. and I'm sure like. Crazy for them
because oh yeah of course because like JYP family
oof.
Most of the people in that audience were there for Stray Kids
definitely
and they most likely will be supporting Enmix
like the type of like audience capacity for Hyde Park mm-hmm. is insane
yeah 70k
woo and that's all on the floor like
yeah.
cause there's no other it's not like a stadium
oh my
it's literally
God.
Just the festival grounds
that's why it looked like it went on forever I'm like hell no
that was so insane can you imagine
no.
like I'm sure the NMIX members were like overwhelmed
right yeah.
and like excited and overwhelmed and just like wow like what an experience for them mm-hmm. to be performing at a 70,000
right.
The capacity venue that was actually filled to capacity.
Yeah.
As many stays were obviously waiting for our Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that a little bit because Haley does have her BTS and Stray Kids mm-hmm. section to talk about. But before that, I think everyone should take another bathroom break, another water break, stretch, shake it out. And don't forget to... like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't for the Permission to Stand podcast, where we are pretty much available on most streaming. I can't even talk right now, Haley. Like,
streaming
I feel like all this, I'm like drowning
oh.
in my saliva.
Uh-oh, you won't have to talk too much.
Oh,
I'll
I know,
I'm,
I can't wait. Mm. I feel like, I felt like I always
That's
talk.
That's why I wasn't talking much in the beginning, because I was like, fuck, I have
you
so much.
You can help throw
I
in
do.
Something.
I do. If you
oh,
listen
man.
Back,
I'm like
people always
drowning.
Hear my voice.
I'm like drowning in my own like saliva froth.
I feel
by
like
this
when
point.
It's my section, I don't get too much feedback from you.
I look forward to your sections because I get to kick
yeah,
back
see?
And breathe.
Sometimes I'm talking and talking to him. He's not paying attention. He's not listening to what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always here. I'm right. I'm literally your knee is literally hitting my leg. We are here in this together. And don't forget to tell the people where they can check us out, Haley.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. Okay, I'm going to get into BTS now. So Jin, he did a Weverse live recently, and it was about an hour long. And he was
Woo-hoo!
Doing my most favorite content in the whole world.
Yours? What about
yeah.
me? What? Why isn't it ours?
Okay, ours.
It's ours.
Okay, ours.
Wow.
I'm claiming
I mean, he
this.
Is my bias.
True. He plays another Rage game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming, streaming, Jin.
If you guys don't remember, right, like around the time before he was going to leave for the military, he did play a Rage game, and he was wearing his... BTS artist made pajamas, the angel ones.
Of course he was.
And he was doing a lot of moaning and screaming and making all these weird sounds while he was playing.
He definitely did. He did a lot of screaming.
Yes.
Less moaning this time.
Yeah, so he did kind of moan a lot, making all those weird sounds. But yeah,
it's
this,
less sexual this time for some reason.
God. But so this game was actually, it's a Korean game, and the premise of it is basically, like, you're this little, I don't know, it kind of looks like a Lego person, like a jelly bean little person, and then he can't touch anything that's red in color.
Basically, the floor is lava.
Mm, yeah.
And literally, the lava's shown by red.
Yeah,
so
basically,
really
if he touches it, he will bounce back to the beginning. Like, he keeps getting pushed back. There are also monsters, like huge monsters, that will chase after him and eat him. So he has to run from that while avoiding all the lava and all the different obstacles and stuff. It's very, very difficult.
It's the perfect rage game
it's
for
horrible.
Him.
I would be so pissed off because, like, basically, if you touch one thing, he kept getting pushed back all the way to the start of the level each time.
You could tell when he's started losing it. He loses it like in different intervals.
Yeah.
Like where he's just cracking. You can see he's like, ah! He's like laughing and looks like hysterically. Like a crazy person.
He's like making all these sounds and then like shouting and then this and dread. Screaming.
Yeah, the dread screams and like the sadness.
There's like the so depression. Many times where like, I know he wanted to swear so badly and just be like, fuck this shit. But then like the staff specifically told him he can't swear. So like he started using the word shh instead. He'd just be like, shit. Like he wouldn't actually say shit. But every time he was making that sound, that's when he wanted to swear. And I think he hit the table a few times when he was playing.
Well, isn't it not just shit? Isn't it Shibal? Shibal is like a curse. Fuck. Is a super curse word in.
Yeah.
So I feel like he was trying to say Shibal.
Yeah, but then it started sounding like she.
But he ended up. I think he got a shit out there.
Yeah, like I think he did too.
He accidentally said shit. Like you. Mm-hmm. I remember his face because he's like, oh shit. And he made like a shush face. Like, right. Uh oh.
Like a little smug face. Like, oh shit.
Like, I'm in trouble for saying shit. But. Most of the time, I'm pretty sure he's like just trying to say Shibal.
Yeah, well, you can't say that.
Which I shouldn't be saying. I don't know if it means nothing if you don't know what it means, right?
Kind of. But thing. The thing is, the same thing as me saying fuck.
And then if they don't know what fuck means, then there you go.
He should just be saying that instead. That'd be even better. But basically, Jin was saying, like, I'll beat stage 3 before going to the airport. Otherwise, I'm not going on the plane.
This man is probably living in France still.
No. He left because, like, finally, I guess, like, he ended the live. But basically, he wanted to finish a certain level before he had to, like, go catch the plane back to Korea. Because he was there in Paris. As you guys know, he was one of the torch relay people for the Paris 2024 Olympics, which was really cool. So he was walking down the streets of Paris there and with his torch.
The thing is, I don't know if I know that's a highlight in his life for him, mm-hmm. but I think the highlight of the trip for him was getting a giant croissant.
Oh my God. It was funny because they did like this interview, but then the lady, she's French, but she speaks fluent Korean.
It was cool because you mm-hmm. could like, I mean, we don't speak, I don't understand Korean,
mm-mm.
but you can tell she has like a French accent when she speaks Korean. It's kind of cool and cute, but like cool. it was pretty nice and cool.
So like the last question that she asked.
The last question
that she asked Jin was like, do you prefer baguettes or croissants? And he said, like, he's like, I like both, but if I had to choose, it would be a croissant. And she's like, perfect, because we have a giant croissant for you. And, like, they give him this huge croissant.
His eyes lit up.
He was so happy.
He's a simple man.
But then, like, she said, like, it's the best tasting croissant in France. So, basically, I don't know what he's going to do with that. It was pretty big. Like, I wonder if he shared it with his team. But, moving on from that, so Jimin, he did drop an official teaser this morning for his other song on his album called Who. It was basically only 20 seconds and like he only sings at the end, but
it's definitely a teaser.
It's a teaser, yeah.
That's a teaser.
It sounds good already, honestly. Also, speaking of Jimin, him and Jungkook are going to be having a show on Disney Plus on August 8th called Are You Sure?
Oh, now we have I think we talked about it before, but yeah, I don't know if we had a title for it yet.
Yeah, so now we have the title, and there's like a poster of them with the Disney Plus logo on it, and they're basically snorkeling together. And they also released a little video, like an intro video, on what the show was going to be about. Basically, it's going to be kind of like their bromance trip that they took together back in 2017 when they went to Japan, and like they did like boyfriend vlogs of each other.
So, can't wait to watch this.
It's kind of going to be like that, but I think someone's actually filming it because it's like an actual show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not like them filming each other.
Yeah, exactly. But then basically Jimin was saying that there's going to be a lot of unfiltered moments, according to them. So like, I'm curious to know what kind of because Jimin
moments.
Was even saying like, I don't know if this should be allowed to be shown on TV.
Is it like
sus
moments or is it like them cussing or like talking shit?
But I'm excited to watch. To be honest, I haven't watched a lot of their content.
Yeah, you've been drowning yourself in Boy Next Door, that's why.
Yeah, and always Stray Kids. But then the thing is, like, I will definitely watch this, because I don't think we even watched Tay's show when it came out. We haven't even...
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, because it wasn't subbed. Like, it wasn't, anywhere that we could watch
Honestly,
it.
Jin's thing was not even subbed when we watched this again. Yeah, we played it.
This one will be on Disney Plus, so it's guaranteed to be subbed, so...
Oh, yeah,
I will
better
watch
be
that. Moving on to Stray Kids. I can already feel my voice, because I'm still recovering.
Oh, and maybe that's why I was frothing and dying and when doing all the talking earlier, because Haley was... Nice enough to give me some of her
cold.
Sharing
is caring, right? I mean, what can you do when you sleep in the same bed? So, live in the same house.
I mean, because we were really talking. I think last episode.
I was sick.
Yeah, you were sick. Mm-hmm. So you're like 95% good.
Yes.
And I am now getting, I'm going under the 90%.
Yeah. So, Stray Kids did release an MV teaser for Chick Chick Boom. And what was really cool about this is that in the teaser, Ryan Reynolds was a guest in there. Oh my god, I can already feel my voice straining. Can you just take over a sec?
Ryan Reynolds was a guest in teaser, which is actually something I'm sure both parties wanted. 100% Ryan Reynolds wanted to be involved in this. 100% Bang Chan and Felix and all the members wanted Ryan Reynolds to somehow be a part of this and involved.
But the
and
thing is,
it's a dream come true for both.
The thing is that I think that this, I don't know for sure yet, but I'm like, this has to mean that this music or this song
will be on Deadpool.
Yeah, like he's in the freaking music video as like a news reporter.
He's going to play, like they're going to play this song somewhere.
They have to, even in the ending credits. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be played in this movie. It has to be.
Because what was interesting too is that I think like the weapon that Sungmin was holding in the teaser was the one from Loki. So it's like connecting to the Marvel Universe.
Well, of course.
So I'm like, what? Like, this has to be a thing. And Bang Chan also did, like, posts on his bubble. He's been very active and very, like, flirtatious and annoying lately. But then this one was, like, specifically for that teaser where Ryan Reynolds showed up and he's like, don't know who the news anchor is, but his acting's not so bad. A+ for maximum effort. Ha ha ha. Because that's
maximum effort.
Freaking, that's his company.
Catchphrase.
Isn't it his company? Ryan Reynolds? Maximum effort? Like what he's under?
Oh, I don't know. I just remember that's his catchphrase in the movie.
Oh,
all
yeah,
time.
Yeah. I guess that too.
It says maximum effort.
Because,
but it might
be. Maximum effort is always the one that posts, like, that's the,
I think you're right.
The site that posts Bang Chan's birthday videos.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, it probably is, though.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so as you know, Stray Kids did have their two festivals in Europe. iDays Milano.
Oh, man, so you're going to give us the set list.
I am, because, like, this, they were headliners, but this seemed like a full-on concert set list. I was like, damn, that's a lot of fucking songs.
This is, people got fed.
What the fuck? Like, when I kept reading it, I was like, what the hell? There's like almost 20 songs.
That's insane.
That's like almost a concert, to be honest.
This is not almost. This is a concert. What in the hell?
Right. This is crazy for a festival. So they had,
I mean, they headlined, so
yeah,
I guess
they did
that
headline,
also makes sense.
But still, I'm just like, damn. So they did, S-Class, Freeze, Super Bowl, Top Line, Thunderous, Item, Domino, Lonely Street, Social Path, Charmer, My Pace,
Maybe I'm a Charmer,
Backdoor Maniac, God's Menu, La 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 La, Victory Song, Miro, and then Top Line as the encore. That's a lot of songs.
That's a hell of a set list.
What the fuck?
That is insane. Just even the second half of that.
Yeah, so I didn't look into the one for Hyde Park, but their set list was pretty huge too. I'm like, what the hell?
I'm still, my mind is blown by the three back-to-back songs in the middle. Backdoor,
oh, right.
Maniac, God's
they
Menu.
They love doing that shit.
It's fucking
insane.
It's like
insane. Either Thunderous, Maniac, Thunderous, Backdoor, God's Menu. Like, those songs go so hard, but they do it back to back to back. I'm like, what the hell is going on? They're crazy. But they really look like they were enjoying themselves. These This group, honestly, they love being on stage. They love performing, and then they even say it themselves, like, when, you know, they're not doing concerts or tours, they're like, I miss being on stage, I miss seeing our fans, like, I miss performing. Like, that's what they live for, and I feel like it really shows when they actually get on stage and perform. They're, like, genuinely enjoying themselves. It's, like, a job that they... that might not even be a job for them. It's just something that they like doing. The crowd was obviously huge. Their capacity was like 70K. I think for like both parks, it was like 70K for both of them.
Ooh.
So that's insane.
Huge venues, huge.
I did put here, like the fits that they were in, they were very, very like slutty and revealing.
They were man whores.
They were very tight fitting. Their arms were out. Like, even Ian, I was like surprised. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, why are they wearing such slutty clothes? Even Chungbin was like very brave, and he wore a very like tight fitted like shirt that was like sleeveless, but you could see his tummy.
Yes.
But then like with an outline of like a little bit of abs, so I'm like, it's there, but it's still a tummy tums. And then
is this the one where Felix like his voice cracked?
Yeah, that was the one at Hyde Park in London.
So like what happened? Like he just was saying bye?
Yeah, his voice just cracked. I feel like Felix was on a high that day.
It's funny when his voice cracked because he looked at the camera.
He's like, oh shit.
He's like, oh shit, I right in front of the camera.
But yeah, they look like they were having such a good time. Their festival season isn't up yet because they will be attending Lollapalooza in Chicago on August 2nd. So they'll be here in the States for another festival where they're headlining. So we'll see. Like, and because this will be after their new album drops, so I'm wondering if they will add those songs to the set list. But I'm,
oh, you
which
know
I'm
they
pretty
will.
Sure.
They usually do.
Right? Yeah. Because I think they did that last time as well. Also, when I was speaking of Bang Chan and him being very, like, flirty and, like, rizzing stay up, I have some...
He's the Delulu master, remember?
He honestly is. Like, but I'm so confused by him. He tells us not to be Delulu, but then is Delulu himself?
He could shut the hell up.
So basically, because like we know that a lot of these idols, they are on TikTok or on social media, and they do see these edits of themselves, like thirst traps specifically. And Bang Chan on Bubble was like, currently watching Stay's TikTok edits of me. And as I thought, that's what they enjoy, huh? I'm pretty sure what I saw. And then he did the yes, no kind of, not yes, no, your name. So, like, basically your name will be filled in there on Bubble. So, Haley has definitely already seen it, too. Stop watching those and go get some air, touch grass, drink water, and quench your thirst. Get it together, Haley. I was like, what the hell is he freaking talking about? He enjoys that. And then, like, Stays went on the stage, the community for Stray Kids, and were basically saying, like, Bang Chan's being such a flirt, and he'd always deny it and be like, I don't know how to flirt. I don't know what you guys are talking about. He lives off that shit, basically. Moving on.
Yeah, this man, he knows.
He knows he's good. He knows what he's doing. Like, honestly, he loves that kind of attention. So also, Stray Kids released a Skazoo version of Chick Chick Boom. It basically was the same teaser for the regular Stray Kids one. The song actually, it has like a Latin style hip hop influence. So Stray Kids were basically saying that they've never done this style of music before. So like, honestly, from the teaser, it does sound really, really cool and very catchy already. So I'm excited to hear the full album. Lino actually did leak one of the songs from the new album, and he sang it on that show, Lee Mugen's show. He sang the song Twilight, and he said that this is the most calm song on the whole album. So I'm guessing there's like this one very like mellow, like kind of ballad song, and then the rest of it is just going to be fucking crazy. So I'm looking forward to that as well. If you guys haven't checked out Lee Mugen's show, like, he has featured a lot of artists that you probably like, and it basically like showcases the idols' vocals, because like they're singing live,
it's really
and they're
good.
Singing like covers. They do covers of other songs that they like and enjoy themselves. So check that out. There's like a lot of them.
There's a lot of content mm-hmm. to eat out there, especially for K-pop stans.
Yeah,
you know
there's like
goes.
It's never ending, honestly. Also, one thing here I did put, because we were talking about like producing songs. Stray Kids, the Chick Chick Boom was produced by 3Racha, of course, which I'm sure like a lot of the songs were on the album. Also, Felix, he was on a show called Jewel Box, and I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with this, and to be honest, I didn't know what this was.
The
only reason why I became familiar with it was because Felix went on it, and so I'm going to give a little bit of a background on this show. I think it's
very
fairly
interesting.
New. It's fairly new.
Very interesting background that you have typed up.
Yeah, so basically, they do describe it as gay Korean entertainment show. So the hosts are both gay. They're very openly gay about it, and this is like one of the few shows that are open and okay with expressing their sexuality on the show. So the show is called Hong Suk Jeon's Jewelry Box, and it is self-proclaimed top gay celebrity host talk show to introduce and interview some of the most attractive male celebrities who fit the standards of being a quote-unquote gem. So that's why it's called Jewelry Box.
And of course, there's going to be someone from Stray Kids that fits that criteria.
So basically, the hosts don't want anyone that's ugly. You cannot be on that show if you're not handsome or attractive.
It's kind of fucked up.
It is, but that's what their standards are, and that's what they put out
I feel like it would be canceled in other places.
Oh, it would be.
But it works.
It works over there. They're okay with it.
I mean, like, not because they're gay.
No.
But it's obviously because they're selecting based off how people, like, just straight up looks.
But, yeah, exactly.
Like, vanity.
I mean, that's fine for them.
I mean, but yeah, there you go.
So on the show that when Felix was there, they danced a gay version of Maniac, which then they did proceed to ask Felix how they did. And Felix said, "So far, there have been many remixes and covers of Maniac, but the gay version is what I've never seen before."
Oh boy, you need to check that out if you haven't seen it.
You guys need to watch it. It's so funny. Like, obviously these guests, they're comedy hosts, so they will
not guests, the hosts.
Oh, the hosts are comedy hosts, so they will basically,
yeah, they're comedians themselves.
Yeah,
they know how to joke around.
But
it's just funny because they're gay. Because like, for some reason, they're a little more flamboyant. And
yes,
we have a lot of gay friends too, and actually they're some of the funniest people.
They are.
Like, they have the best humor.
They're very very blunt.
So straightforward.
They will
I love
make
it.
You feel uncomfortable, not on purpose, but then they will just ask the questions directly. They do not care how you feel.
No F's given.
They will put
all.
You on blast, basically.
So it's perfect to see like a K-pop idol in this scenario, because it's like they're like sometimes
yeah,
they're just like
kind of
whoa
for them.
They're like, wait a second.
And you could tell that Felix was feeling that a little bit, like in his facial expression. She's like, oh,
he's
my
trying
god
to
like,
keep his professionalism.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, like what am I supposed to say to this? So one of the hosts did tell Felix that he is prettier than a woman, and Felix
which
that's,
is true
it's
true
story. Very very true. Felix at that moment, he looked really flustered. And he was like kind of like shocked that he even asked that question. And he said to the host, "I've never heard that before." I don't know if he's lying or being modest, but that's a bullshit, because like how could he not hear?
Maybe people have said that, but no one has said that to his face.
Maybe.
Or like you said, he's just bullshitting.
Yeah. And then the host goes and asks Felix, he's like, "Do you have any siblings?" And then Felix said, "Yeah, I have an older sister and a younger sister." And the host was like, "So, who's prettier amongst the three of you?"
Oh, boy.
It's you, right, Felix? You're the prettiest. And then Felix was like, thanks to my mom, because, like, my face, he said, I look very similar to my mom, so like thanks to my mom, yes. So like he did agree that he was
that he's prettier than his sister. I was like, oh fucking Felix, he was not ready.
He wasn't ready. And then the thing is,
he
like,
just literally said on like international right. TV that he's prettier than his sister.
Yeah, and then but then the thing is like we have talked amongst ourselves and our friends, like. Felix is prettier than
his
sisters.
He is, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, if you... Like, his sisters are not ugly. But Felix is, like, supermodel, like, pretty. Like, what the hell?
It's like worldwide handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
For Jin.
It's like, his sisters are not butt ugly or anything, but Felix is definitely, like...
I know. Yeah, we're saying they're not, but that's just, like...
supermodel status. So, like, he's definitely the prettier one, which is crazy. And then, also... One final thing here. So, like, at the end, because, you know, Felix does those wake-up call voice messages. Like,
oh, yeah, those Delulu, like, yeah. Wake, like,
those voice. Most, the most famous one is, like, wakey, wakey. Because, like, in his deep voice. Weird. Time to get up, or whatever. But then, like, so the host basically asks Felix.
When you say it, it sounds scary. It sounds terrifying.
Wakey, wakey.
It sounds like a witch.
I'm going to kill you. So, Seokjeon is the name of the host, and Seokjeon was like, can you please record this wake-up call for me? Seokjeon, please date me. To which Felix said, like, he was, like, shocked, because I don't think he expected him
he's
to.
He's like, am I allowed to say
he was like, he's like, what? He's like, no, sorry, I can't. And then he, like, ran off. And that was
what a great ending.
That was the end of the clip. Like, I don't know if that was the, I haven't watched the actual episode, but I've seen so many clips. But yeah, maybe I should check out the whole show because it looked very entertaining. And Felix looked terrified the whole time.
He's like, I'm never doing this again.
He's like, oh god, yeah.
I can imagine all the members, including like Hyunjin, just cracking up the whole time.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, that's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Time to give your vocal chords a rest.
Yes.
And mine got a nice break from you mm-hmm. talking. Thank mm-hmm. you. Appreciate that. So if you're still here and tuning in, thank you very much for joining us again. As always, don't forget to hit that notification bell. Follow, like, subscribe. Also, leave us a rating. If you'd like to, leave anything 5-star Michelins and up. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to do all the stuff that Haley's about to tell you for the Permission to Stand podcast.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM and contact us, please send it on our Instagram. Yay!
Yay! So thank you everyone for tuning in again. As always this week, we'll see you in the next week. And till then, always please be safe and take care and
peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.